You're listening to Newcastle Old Stories, one of a series of podcasts to accompany five walks along Offersdyke Path National Trail on the Shropshire-Powys border.
Clunton and Clunbury, Clungunford and Clun, are the quietest places under the sun. It's probably Shropshire's best piece of copywriting by A. Houseman. Nobody wrote a better line for Shropshire than these.
We're right in the heart of the Shropshire Hills and one of the very best preserved sections of Offersdyke today. It's particularly spectacular in this location as it snakes its way over the Newcastle River Valley. It's very clear going up the slope on the other side of the valley towards Lambare Hill. I think you can see that down in the valley below us, the dike has actually disappeared now. It's been removed probably by centuries of agriculture.
This happens each time you come to these floodplain valleys. The dike completely disappears and probably was never there. You'll actually see it down by the farm below you. It basically just stops. Whether this is significant, whether this is because there was no necessity to build a dike through any of the floodplains, or whether it's been washed out in thousands of years, we just don't know.
This part of Shropshire, you only have to look at the heights to sense a centuries-long struggle for status, power, and even military control. We've got two examples of that. One is an Iron Age hill fort, and the other, more interesting to me, insignificant as a piece of archaeology, the castle. The Normans conquer this country, and effectively a small invasion force has got to hold down all these people. And so they rush around building temporary forts. They throw up, in a fortnight we calculate, a motte, and they put a stockade on the top. Sometimes, within the next 50 years or so, they build a stone castle. And sometimes they just move out and move on somewhere else they've got to control. The fascinating thing, of course, is that what they threw up in a fortnight 800 years ago is still here.
It's very clear that the dike was meant to restrict movement up and down the valley, and you can actually well imagine that this section was intended in some way to control an access route. It may even have functioned as a customs point where goods coming in and out of Wales or the Anglo-Saxon area were actually subject to levies.
When we walk along the Kefin Ridge, we're on one of the outdrovers routes. It's amazing to think of it. But I suppose when these were first put up, the valleys were boggy, they were treed, they were dangerous places where you couldn't easily travel. But the tops of the windswept hills were clear and free. So this is the way that they used to bring the cattle to market in England, and I suppose they'd have come down here to Clun and then wandered along the other drovers' routes for miles and miles and miles. Imagine how many feet had trodden this way.
Cattle were shod, and pigs also had shoes put on them. They had little leather shoes because their trotters would have worn out on the route, so they actually made shoes for them. And were the geese, were their feet tarred to make them last on the walks? So there's many stories that go with these drover's routes. They turn up along lots of sections of the trail.
The theme of agriculture is nowhere better reflected than in the names of the breeds of sheep round here. There's the Kerry Hill, the Shropshire, and the Clun Forest. So you can see that the money is really in wool and the meat. And this is why the importance of droving.
We're here within quite a distinctive landscape of small hamlets, farmsteads. It really emphasises here the landscape of the 19th century enclosures with the small field patterns, hedgerows. And within this, we've got the dike that sits right the way through the middle of this whole section. On this walk, as you're approaching Craig Hill now, you'll actually see the halfway marker. For those people walking the whole trail, this is the point that they know they've got half of it under their belt. And in some ways, they may have broken the back of it, but there's still a lot more to do.
You see the hill over there, the Kefins? We're going to walk that in a bit. And it's one of those marvellous hills. You look at it on the map and it doesn't look like anything at all. But when you get on it, you'll see that it's a key viewpoint. All the way along it, the views are quite fantastic in both directions. And when we go up from Three Gates, I don't know why, but every time I've walked this, and I've walked it lots and lots of times, I've never managed not to see a red kite wheeling in the sky.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more, go to www.nationaltrail.co.uk/offersdyke or www.shropshirewalking.co.uk/offersdykepath.